The tech news is a lot kinder to residents of Portland, Oregon. Portland has just launched what will be one of the nation's first free wireless networks for an entire city. A small California company called MetroFi has installed antennas across part of the city. By this time next year, they'll cover all of Portland.
But the big question so far is it working? Can you really surf the web from a street corner? Kristen Fodenvenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting lugged his laptop downtown to find out.
I'm sitting here on a nice sunny morning in a park in the middle of downtown Portland. I've got City Hall pretty close, I've got the Federal Building pretty close, so an area you might expect to have good Wi-Fi access so people can get on there. So it looks like there's a good reception. I've got 5 bars, which is the full amount on my little desktop here. I'm going to go over to YouTube now and see how quickly I can download video. Clicking the first YouTube icon that pops up, I get a questionable cartoon about the joys of beer. But the signal is loud, clear, and doesn't contain any breaks. Meaning that at least in this downtown park, MetroFi is doing its job. But not everybody has had such a positive experience.
My name is Shireen Antoinette. I live in the South Park blocks, and there's a MetroFi antenna about 50 feet from where I live, and I have no access in my apartment. So I'm a little skeptical.
Rowan Mars, a computer scientist by trade, says he knows what the problem is. Municipal Wi-Fi proponents have discovered that radio signals are degraded by everything from the metal framing in your building to your height above the ground, meaning if you live in a skyscraper, you could be in for double trouble.
Everything else, including glass, is a real inhibitor. You have metal blinds on your window, that's an inhibitor. Any metal internal structures that might, you know, like a frame or a shelving, you know, everything's going to contribute to degrading.
The laws of physics dictate there are going to be some holes in the network. But that doesn't mean the concept can't succeed, or that MetroFi and the city can't benefit each other. Here's how it works. In exchange for letting MetroFi bolt antennas onto its traffic lights and street signs, the city gets a free Wi-Fi cloud. In theory, it can use the cloud for everything, from inter-office communications to controlling the timing of stoplights. On the other hand, MetroFi gets to make money by advertising to the thousands of Portlanders who use the free Wi-Fi service. At least, that's the theory.
It's a flawed model because I do not believe in most cities that you can support the entire cost of a network just based on local advertising, or even if you are lucky enough to get some national advertising as well.
Craig Settles is a Wi-Fi consultant in California. He says Portland got a sweet deal. Cities that are just starting to build Wi-Fi networks are having to promise to pay to use part of the service or attract large businesses to subsidize it. Meanwhile, Portlanders like Russell Sr. are starting to grumble about MetroFi.
Basically, I think what they want to do is at greater distances from access points, they want people to buy boosters or more powerful radios that the access points can hear.
So, are boosters a way MetroFi can make money off the free Wi-Fi system? The company's marketing vice president, Adrian Van Haften, says absolutely not.
We don't buy and sell these units. So this is not something that we use as a revenue generator. These are separate companies that are selling these units, and they just make the network connectivity easier.
Still, says Van Haften, a special antenna is a small price to pay to shrink the digital divide. Indeed, despite such problems, about 400 cities across the nation are trying to go wireless. Some, like Philadelphia, have bigger plans than Portland and are further along. But experts agree, free Wi-Fi has been slower to arrive than expected, partially because bigger cities are harder to wire and because the financial model under which Wi-Fi is going to work is still being tweaked. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.